Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us today, whether it's around the world, in the chat room, or either on the phone, you're most welcome and we do appreciate you. From time to time, we'll have special guest psychics who will be joining us. The show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator today is Ms. Sheha. Because Nina's on vacation right now in Canada. They're celebrating their Thanksgiving holiday. So she's off to Jasper at the mountains. In fact, I just saw a minute ago. So anyway, we miss you, Nina. Enjoy your vacation and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. So Sheha is our moderator today. Sheha is also our intuitive life coach. So if you're having some problems in your career or which way you should go, she's the lady. She's in the chat room, and she's more than glad to help you or give you a call. And her cost is real good. You'll enjoy her. We like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with a 111, you may get disconnected, so please call in with the phone number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. And if no one has told you today that they love you, well, we do. Now, for an intimate reading or a one-on-one, you can contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you can send us a message on Facebook, on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. So know that we care, and we do pray for all of you. When we say that, we do mean that. We take your name and put it on a prayer list and pray for whatever that concern is. And also, don't forget, Nina is a Reiki healer, although she's not here today, but she'll be back next Sunday. But just to let you know, so if you call for a reading, or maybe you might just want to call into the website for a healing, definitely do that. Okay, so you know Nina always does birthdays. So I have a few birthdays, and I'll do from my end. Happy birthday to Paris Mullum, one of my sons, play sons. Happy birthday to Mr. Douglas Wright. Happy birthday to Kip England, Kip, my Seahawks guy. And happy birthday to Miss Tanya Fletcher. I hope that you all enjoy. Happy birthday to you, Libras. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we're going to just start right in. So our first caller is area code 336. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Dee. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Dee.
Oh, Dee. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, got some things going on, and I'm on a spiritual level and on some certain things, and some I'm praying for some different things to happen through the universe. One of them is a spiritual soulmate, a lifetime partner, and, you know, some other things, too. And I just want to know if you pick up anything that spiritual that is going to help me, or maybe someone may be coming in that is definitely the soulmate spiritual partner for me. I meet people, men, but they not the one. And I'm very in tune with people, and I could, I know right off the bat, oh, this is not the one. So, you know, I'm trying to see what y'all get.
You know what? While you were talking, I got pastor. Is there a pastor?
What?
One of the local churches in pastor? Pastor, do you hear me?
Pastor.
Uh huh.
Is I'm a pastor?
I'm sorry. No. The man that I'm seeing is a pastor. Do you hear me okay now?
I hear you now. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes. I can hear you.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyway, while you were talking, the pastor came up when you were talking. So, is there a single pastor within your local churches in your area or community?
I'm not aware of
single.
No.
Okay.
I don't know anybody at this moment.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what the angels are telling me. They said he's a pastor. He's single. He's never been married. And it looks like he could be late 30s or early 40s. So I'll put him between 38 and 42.
Oh, that's
in that
young
age range.
I'm in my 50s.
Oh, age makes a difference?
Yes,
okay.
It does. Yes, it really does for me. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, well, they came up with pastor. And I got a young man. Now the angels are telling me a bishop. Oh, boy, they want you religious. Now they're telling me a bishop. Okay, what does this guy look like? This guy's 48 and 52. He's 48 and 52. Still in the church. This man is in the church too, and he's single. But they're telling me he's a bishop, 48 and 52. He's a businessman during the day. I don't know what company he works for, but businessman during the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. He's a bishop in the church. He's 48 to 52. He's single, nice looking, works for some corporation, some big company during the day. Is he a pastor at that church or a bishop at the church? I see him more like as a bishop, but working with the deacon, per se, than somebody that's up there preaching every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he's a bishop. His calling is working with the deacons or something like that, men in the church. So I'm trying to give you a little. They're showing me his personality or who he works. Because I asked, is he preaching every time? And they said, no, he's not preaching. He's a bishop. But he works with the men. Maybe he works with the youth in the church. Maybe the first guy that I picked up, you know, was young. Maybe he's a gentleman that works with youth. So,
right.
Anyway, yeah, so. That's what I'm picking up, but yeah, he's definitely religious. The guy that's coming is definitely religious.
Okay. I hope they ain't too religious, because I'm more spiritual than religious.
Okay, well, let me say that. I can say spiritual. I don't believe in religion anyway. But
I don't like religion, but, you know.
But spiritual, Well,
yeah.
Why I say spiritual, I mean religion, is because he's in the church.
Right. I mean, I go to church, too.
That's where I saw
him. Yeah.
So, okay. So, no, I understand, honey. I played for the churches for 40 years. Played the piano, so I know. See the good, bad, the ugly, and God, please. Anyway, so anyway, that's what I got for you, Dee. He's a bishop in the church. You're going to meet this man before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
The time frame. They said, yeah, just before Thanksgiving, you'll meet him. So remember, he works with men. So whatever church that you attend or go to visit, and it's a bishop or, you know, someone up high that works with it, then that's your guy. You know, that's
okay.
Him.
I'll be on the lookout and see.
Oh, right now. Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling.
And I'll contact y'all once if I do connect. I'll give you a call back.
Please do. Please do.
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. All righty. Next caller is area code 720. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes. Hi. My name is Laura, and I'm just wondering about career around me.
Okay. Which field are you in? So I can concentrate.
Well, I'm in between right now, so.
Okay. But I need, when I go to the angels, it's got to be a specific question, like your career is what, in pathology and medical field?
I'm not
what do you wanna
working do? Right now.
That's okay. But you said career, so you must have a field that you're good at.
Well, I'm in between two that I like.
Okay, Laura, is there one particular one that you want me to focus on and find out what's going on there?
Well, really, I'd like you to focus on both of them because I'm kind of torn in between. I was going to school for
one. You know what's...
I had to quit in the middle. And so now I'm looking at something else because I can't find a school. So that's why.
Okay. So what's the second one? I'll concentrate on that one then.
Well, there's medical and then there's teaching.
Medical. Stop. I saw medical before you said it. That's why I kept asking you. You got to go back.
I know, but I can't
find a
school.
You
got to
go back.
There's not a school around me.
Okay. Is there anything online that can assist you with some of your training?
I can't do online because it's not certified.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
Certified, so I might as well just throw my money out the door.
Okay. Your
maybe we could focus on where to find the school. Right, but where do I find the school? Maybe that's my question. Maybe that's my question. Where do I find the school?
Okay, focus on the... A school for what? I need to focus on
for medical.
That. A school for what?
For medical.
Okay, I saw medical earlier, as I stated, and I saw that that's your path, that's your journey, is in the medical field, that you will be successful at it, Laura. That is your calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'll be successful at that. Now, what you're going to do in the medical field, they're not showing me that, but they're telling me that you will be successful at it. So you're on the right path. It's just, what did you want to do in the medical field? As a technician or what?
Well, you know, to maybe do medical assistant and then go on from there. The problem is I had to quit school in the middle of it to move to California, and I can't find a school around me to finish. So that's my question. Where is the school? I've been looking. And
California's got some big colleges down there. And you're telling
right,
me in the state of California they don't
me.
Have another school?
Nowhere near me.
Okay. And so you do not want to commute to go to school then, right?
Not an
if
hour.
If it was in
two.
Another city an hour away. Yeah, I was just going to say that, about an hour away. Okay. All right. Well, then you might want to stay in the medical field, but change the field that you wanted to be in then? You know, I'm trying to look for a compromise here. Huh?
Well, I just
Hello?
Really want the direction of, I just really want the direction of where the school is. That's all. If you could focus on that, then maybe.
I'm not getting it. They're not showing me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm being
all
honest
right.
here. Sorry. Okay.
No,
wish you the best, Laura.
Sure.
Okay. Call me back and call back next week. Nina will be on. Maybe we can get some clarity for you. Confusing. Okay, next caller, area code 857. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 857, you're on the air. Okay, going to the next call. All right, next call, area code 313.
Hello,
you're on the
you?
Air with Linus. Who's this?
Terrell,
fine, who's this?
Terrell, hello, how are you?
Fine. Do you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes. And who's this?
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you doing today, young lady?
Good, how are you?
Terrific. What can I answer for you?
I was wondering, when would I hear from Sam? I haven't heard from him for 2 years, and I've been texting and calling. I have no response.
Okay.
What is he thinking? What is his mind? Where is his mind at?
Sherelle, what they're showing me is that he ran from you. I don't even want to laugh, but I see this
Why?
Man running like Flojo down the street.
Why?
Lord, it's not even funny.
Why he ran from me? What did I do?
Your attitude. He ran from you because of your attitude. He likes you as a person. He really did. He enjoyed you as a person. But your attitude, I don't know if you two got into it or what, but I saw the man running from you. I mean, running hard, too. Like, he couldn't wait to get away. So you can just delete that. You won't hear from him again. You won't.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a done deal.
Yeah, I call, I take a response.
Yeah, sorry, but yeah, he's gone. Get some clarity of what you're looking for in a man, what you desire. Yeah.
Okay.
Get some
Thank
clarity,
you.
And so and prepare yourself. If you're ready to get married or to settle down, then put yourself in that zone, in that space. You know, I'm a woman that's getting ready to get married. Or I'm a woman that's going to be in a relationship, long-term relationship with blah, blah, blah type of man. Put your mindset there and as you day by day. It's like if somebody, you got a boyfriend? He's coming. Because I'm ready for him. He's coming. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
You too, Sherelle. Thank you for calling. God bless.
Yeah.
Okay. Next call. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Sheha's in there. If you don't want to come on the air and rather go into the chat room, she'll be more than glad to help you. And she is a psychic intuitive coach. Okay. Next call. Area code 310. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Brittany speaking.
Hi, Brittany. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing well. I have a question. I started dating someone who I feel we have extreme great chemistry together, and I just wanted to know what the angels say about what he's thinking and feeling about our connection and bond.
Oh, okay. What's his first name?
Justin.
Okay. That's all I need. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Well, I'll say this. You two are a fun couple. Heck, I wouldn't mind being around you. You guys are a fun couple to enjoy with. Yeah. Yeah. Very fun. Let's see, Justin. Good guy. Right away, the angel said, good guy. Good guy. So that's good. Glad to hear that.
Okay. Thank you, angel.
You know, you guys click. It's almost like you were, okay. You two were meant to be together from a past life. You didn't finish this. So now you're back together again, but this time you are together as one to finish this. And it's good. It's a good thing.
Really?
I think in a past life, what I'm feeling, he died before you. So it was like, you know, things didn't get to be said or done. Or wanted to do whatever. So now you're back in this realm this time, and eventually you two came together. You met up and came together, which is good. It's all good. And now you get to finish it. So what didn't transpire in the past life, you can do it in this life. And it's all good. It's all good. So it's just continuing on. Yes, he cares a great deal about you. He's a loving person. Funny as heck. I think he's got a righteous sense of humor. Hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. He let's see. He really enjoys being around you. When you guys, I just gotta ask you this. When you first got together, was he bugging you a lot? Like calling a lot or stuff kind of bugging you?
No, he was very intrigued by our connection. So he talks a lot.
Okay.
He talks a lot.
Okay. Okay, because I'm getting ready to tell you, Brittany, it was like, I'll put it like this. You know how that we ask women, like, oh, how come you don't have a boyfriend or whatever? She said, well, I haven't met the right guy. Well, for some women, they'll say, I haven't met the person who stopped me in my tracks. Just boom. This is Justin. When Justin saw you, it was like, done deal. This is the woman
really?
I want to get to know. And yes, yes. When he saw you, honey, it was like, I want to say like Cupid sending a arrow to your heart, but it's deeper than that because you guys have a past life connection. So it's deeper than that. But yeah, when he saw you, it was a done deal. You and Justin will be together for a long time.
Really?
Long time. You two click. Yes.
We do.
Yes,
Miss
Lynch,
you are so right. Now, I'm at an age where I have my eggs are kind of like, you know, I'm losing them. Do you think we'll have children together?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. What is to be will happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are going to have two kids, but I want to leave the surprise. I don't want to tell you too much right now.
Yeah,
leave the surprise.
Don't do that.
Don't worry. Don't worry about your age, honey. Don't worry about your age, okay?
That's
not a concern. Just stay positive. Trust me.
I will.
Nothing is impossible in this world. If it's meant for you and Justin to get married, have children, house, blah, 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 it's going to happen. So, saying about eggs, don't even worry about that.
Don't put it out there. Okay.
Just keep the flow going, Brittany. This is a good relationship. You two are meant to be together. There's not too many times I run across doing readings that I can see both people happy. You're happy with each other.
Oh, my gosh. I prayed for this. Tell the angels I prayed for this, Nate. They heard me. They heard me. The angels heard me.
Yes, they sure did. They sure did. And believe me, God may not come on time. Come when you want him to, but he will come on time.
You
and
sound like
time.
My mom.
Well, it's true. It wasn't time before. You know, in life, sometimes we have to go through different lessons and good and bad and stuff. And then when we're ready, even though we may not know it, but our soul knows that we're ready now for a mate. And he's going to come. Yep. So you made that decision through your prayers. You said, you know what, I'm ready, bring him. And he came.
Yes, I know.
When you're ready, it'll happen.
Yep, oh, I hope
happen.
That inspires
so,
somebody.
Let me say right now, congratulations to you and Justin. I'm very happy for the both of you. And when that time comes for other things, give me a call back.
I will. Thank you, Ms. Linus. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're awesome. Yep. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful week.
You
okay?
too.
Have a wonderful
okay.
week. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to a Free Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Next call. Area code 646, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you today?
Oh, doing terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing just great.
All righty. And who's this?
this is Teresa.
Teresa.
Hi. All right. How are you? Okay. So, here is my question. Currently,
wait a minute. Is this Sister Teresa? Huh?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
So I have a question for you. So I recently had a premonition, and it said not the first job, but take the second job. I haven't started job interviewing yet. I recently just hired a job coach to prepare for interviewing. Okay, so when I do start interviewing, and if there are job opportunities, well, I'm quite sure there are going to be job opportunities, I prefer to go into the field, for example, either into the marketing or either public relations. Do you see me getting more than one job offer?
Yes, three.
Three, all right.
And both those fields, the angels just told me both those fields you're good at, marketing and PR, so either one. Yeah, either one, which is good because it gives you, you know, a couple of choices there. But they're telling me that either one you're good at. And the second job is correct, but you're going to get three offers. Three different companies are going to offer positions to you, so... Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready to work during the holidays? Because I got a feeling you're going to have to be working Thanksgiving and Christmas. You okay with that?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I don't want mine doing that.
Okay, because I'm picking up you'll be working, but you'll be working the holidays. So I'm just asking, you know, because some people, they're with their families, you know, what have you. But the job... No. It's a little extra money, Teresa, because you're working the holidays, but it just takes you away if you know from your family.
From my family,
friends, so that's why.
Well, it's just me right now, so it's okay. That's why I said it's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And do you think this job is going to be coming up before the end of the year, or sometimes after the new year?
No. You're going to start working pretty soon. That's what I was saying. You're going to be working during the holidays.
Oh. Okay.
No,
all
it's
right.
coming up quick, honey.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, so I'm on the right path then.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Linus. I'm happy.
Well, yeah. You're going to be working just shortly. That's that's why I was saying I hope you don't mind working the holidays. Some people get jobs when they get the holiday off. Yeah. So, but you'll be working. So if you're fine with it, hey. Beautiful. God bless. That's great. All right, Teresa. Well, thank you for calling, young lady. And you have a wonderful
All right. You're
week.
Welcome. Talk to you soon. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Area code 704. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Melissa.
This is who? I'm sorry.
Oh, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. My question is, what's the best way to interact with Beth? How do I deal with her?
With Beth, okay. Is that right? B-E-T-H, Beth?
Yes.
Okay. God, why did I get a pain on the left side of my shoulder in the clavicle? Pain on the left side. Did she hurt herself, or are you hurting? Are you having any pain over there? Excuse me.
No, not
on the left side, upper back. Okay. Do you have any bladder problems?
Me? Not as
much. You're like, yeah. Nothing. Watch like eat. Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Okay. Wow. Did Beth chew you out about something?
If she does,
did you and her have a disagreement? Oh,
no.
Okay.
She's actually my boyfriend's ex-wife, and I get a feel she's very manipulative and controlling. But I don't know if she's a narcissist or what, but her words don't vibrate with her, and I'm like, am I just imagining things, or is she truly that bad?
Yes, she is. She's very toxic.
Very toxic.
Melissa, yeah, getting very toxic, like poison, toxic, triple X. Does he have to communicate with her?
Yeah, right now they have a son together, and she came out of the closet a couple years ago, so she's gay, and they have not separated from the house yet due to finances, and they're working on that. But she doesn't want to cooperate in getting a full-time job, and he's stressed. And I think,
okay,
and
back up,
like, well,
back up, back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back up, Melissa. He is still in the house with her?
Yeah. Yeah, I told him, I said, you need to get out of there.
No,
you need
to leave him alone until he gets out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa,
yeah.
You need to leave
mm-hmm.
him alone until he's out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's like being with a married man for years, but you know, you never get the dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you this,
mm-hmm.
Really, because I don't see you and him together. I see her situation. She is so toxic. I don't see you and him being together. Now, once he
mm-hmm.
leaves that situation, I'll read him
yeah.
again. Maybe then, yeah, he's a free spirit.
Yeah.
He's out of that
mm-hmm.
situation. I can say, yeah, go for it, you know. But
right
now, I would no, back away from that until he clears. Because you know what? What if he's seeing you? What if he never really leaves her and he just stays in the house and he uses the excuse for finances? Where does that put you at, Melissa? Hanging out in the air on the cliff?
No, I'm fully aware of that. Right now I'm holding space for him to see if he does get on the ball.
Okay.
If not, I'm fully aware that I'll walk away from that. I already told him that the ball's in his court.
Okay.
He needs to either move on that or we're done. After, I'll give him some time, but she's rough. And I said, you need to put your foot down and you're not responsible for her at all. She needs to hold her own weight, and she's not doing that. And he's a very empathetic person, and she just feeds off that. And I'm like, I can't do it for you. You need to do that. You need to fix it. And if you can't, then there's no future for us. So.
Okay. Now, Melissa, while you
mm-hmm.
were talking, I got a headache on the
mm-hmm.
left-hand side of my forehead. So
mm-hmm.
there's issues within him he needs to deal with.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
got some issues that he needs to deal with. Yeah, he's not a bad guy. I mean, I can pick that
no.
up. He's not a bad person. He's
mm-hmm.
just in a situation that he wants to get out of. But until he does that, I don't want you hurt. Okay.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
I want
exactly
him free and clear.
With.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking about you, girlfriend. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best situation just yet.
Yeah, I just need a verification. Yeah. Is she truly what I feel she is? And I feel she's just toxic.
Yes.
And just, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Because she's not happy with herself. She may be gay, but she's not happy about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll leave that alone.
True.
That gets deep.
Yeah.
Yep, but anyway, which you probably know it.
Okay. Thank you for validating that for me.
Oh, you're most welcome. Call back anytime. And call back anytime. And I'm wishing you the very
all
best.
Right.
You have a wonderful week. All
you
right.
too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, next caller. Area code 201. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I have a question about Evan. Will I be hearing from him?
Okay. Evan. Let's see. Okay. I'm getting a headache, a pain at the top of my head on the left hand side. What is that, Angels? Evan is sick.
Yes.
Yeah, not in his mind, his body. I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know. Because
where this head pain is. Where this head pain is not like I would tell you, ooh, don't be around him or nothing. No. It's like there's something in his body that's off kilter.
Really?
Yeah. I think he has problem with his feet. I don't want to say gout because he's too young for that, but something's not right with his feet. So I don't know. Is he diabetic? That's coming through now. Is he a diabetic?
Not that I'm aware of.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't think so. No.
I think. Okay, ask him. I think he's a diabetic. He needs to watch, and he knows this, to watch how he eats and what he eats and how he eats, how much of it. Let's see. He thinks about you. You cross his mind. I see your name going across his forehead. So he thinks about you, Rose. Let's see. I see him dealing with some paperwork. What's going on? See a lot of paperwork. He needs to sign something. He has signed,
I don't
but know. He still
that's
needs
why
to
I asked
some
you, will I be hearing from him? I don't really know anything right now.
Oh, okay. Yes, you will. He's going to call you. You will be hearing from him.
Oh.
So it's something, he's dealing with his health right now, and he's dealing with some paperwork, and I don't understand. I'm not seeing like a relationship, divorce, or anything like that. It's something to do with him, paperwork. I don't know. But I see a lot of paper, and he's signing, and then they're having him sign again. So I don't know, like, is he buying a house or doing a will or something like that? But I see paperwork involved. He's going to call you. If he doesn't call you by Friday, he'll call you by next Wednesday. You'll hear from him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and then ask questions.
Why
yeah,
would?
And
why does he want
questions.
To call me? Do you know, Linus? Why? I know he cares for me, but I don't know.
Well, he's just thinking about you, Rose. He's
okay.
thinking about you. So he's the call is a check-in, but that is your opportunity when he calls to ask, how's your health doing? How are you doing? You know, how's work? You know, you can ask him those things because they are troubling him. So that's why I'm saying it. He's going to call. Yeah.
He's not in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. I was just curious. I haven't heard from him in a while, and I don't know anything about him. He lives very far away, and I was hoping that you can just give me some feedback.
Yeah. No, he's not in a relationship. Because I'll tell you why, Rose, when I saw him signing those papers and all that paperwork, that's what I thought. Oh, maybe he's going through a divorce, right?
No, he's
not.
And
that's what he's doing, but no.
I don't know what kind of papers.
No, I know.
I don't know.
No,
he doesn't own anything.
It wasn't
or...
That's what I'm saying. I knew it wasn't that. I asked. So I don't know what it is. It has something to do with him, business or whatever that he's signing. So, no, there's not another person.
Okay.
But, yeah, and he's a water sign. Did he tell you that?
He's a Taurus. Is that a water?
Me.
That's an earth sign.
No, Taurus is earth.
Right. That's what I said. He's earth, not water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the angel said water. So water... He must have a water sign that's prevalent with his earth. You know, maybe it's his rising, his water, but it's strong. Okay? That water sign is strong in him on that Taurus. So just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know. Give
me a
call
from him
but
by
I can
Friday,
him Friday
or next Wednesday, you said.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'd like to hear
yes,
from
ma'am.
Him, see how he's doing. Thank you, Lennis.
Oh, you're welcome. He's a nice guy. Not picking up nothing bad other than, you know, he might be sick. But, yeah, do ask him about his health, honey, when you talk to him.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thanks
for calling, Rose. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let me check, you guys. I want to go into the chat room. Because I haven't went in there. Okay, in the chat room, let me say welcome, guest two, welcome, happy-go-lucky, and welcome, what's the frequency? Oh, that's Heather. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the show. I know you come in, you and Holly. So welcome to the show. I know that Sheha is helping you guys out, so everything should be going well. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, back to the lines. And again, welcome everybody from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Okay, our next caller is area code 310. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lennis. It's Brittany. I'm just listening. I was just listening. You've already talked to me earlier.
Okay. All right, stay there. Hold on. Okay. Area code 901, I think this is Sheha. Sheha, is this you?
Yeah, I'm just listening, love. Thanks.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. But you bet.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. There we go. There we go. All right. Brittany, guess what?
Yes?
Brittany, you can ask another question. Wait a minute.
Good.
Hold on. One second.
I had another question.
The lines are open. You guys can call in at 646-727-2914. I have lines that are open and available, so please call in. All right. Okay, Brittany, you can ask another question. Come on, girl.
Hi, Ms. Linus. Thank you. So I am all about service and community, and so I'm actually joining an organization that I wasn't able to join in college. And I wanted to know, it's already in the process and in the works, and all my paperwork has gone to the national headquarters, but I wanted to know what you see around this.
What organization? I can tell you. Can you tell me the organization or not?
Yeah, it's hard. I can't say it on air.
Okay. Let me just concentrate here. We want to know if everything, that they'll accept your application and everything will be okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to know? Okay. Yes, it got accepted. And you're going to hear shortly. Check your mail. I'll say the angels are telling me within 2 weeks. You'll get a notification in mail. So just check your mail every day or every other day, however that you do it. But they're saying within 2 weeks, you will get notification. Yes, you got in.
I got in.
Celebrate.
Okay.
Because I know they have to check your credit, and I didn't know if that was like something that was going to be a delay or anything.
Nope.
It works out?
Yes. Everything went through.
Wow. Miss Linus,
everything
awesome.
Went through. So you're going to get it. Like I said, you'll get the notification within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Within 2 weeks.
All right.
But the angel said, yep, you got it. Got in. They accepted you.
Wonderful.
So you're fine.
So Miss Linus, oh my gosh. There's another
thing
that surrounding that is that I think I may have booked something within my industry, and I just hope that I'm able to do both of them.
Let me check. Let's see. Okay, two things. They said delay and tight. So it might be a little bit of delay with one of them, but you're going to do it. But they said your schedule's going to be tight.
I know.
Tight.
It's going to be
so
tight.
Today is Sunday, you're doing one thing, and tomorrow you're doing the next. You're not getting a breather in between. It's going from one to the other that quick.
Okay. All right. I can get it done now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're going to do it. I see you doing it. It's just a little bit of delay, but then when it happens, when they say, okay, Brittany, come on, it's like, oh, I got this to do on Tuesday. Okay, well, you're going to do this Monday, and Tuesday you're doing that. So it's just that quick. I mean, you can do it. The angels are telling
okay.
me, no problem. She can. Look,
okay.
they're telling me, no problem. She got this.
Thank you, angel. You're awesome. I really
yeah.
appreciate it.
She got this. Yeah.
Yes.
So. Yep, that's fine. You can ask another question.
You.
I'm telling you, y'all better call in or either Brittany going to get a reason.
So the last that we spoke, you told me about my stepmother and how she, you know, she's not a very healthy person, and, you know, she's delaying the court system with regarding my father's estate out of spite, and she knows that I have to pay money to keep this going. And so I've prayed about it and I've meditated, and I feel like in my spirit, there's so many wonderful things happening in my life that I just need to kind of wrap this up, even though, you know, I know that if I continue to fight that I would win. And I want to know what angels have to say about that.
Stop. Your father's right there
okay.
with you.
Okay.
Stop. Your dad's right okay. there. He's even wondering why you're going through all this. He's right
all
there.
Right.
Because your dad is, I can see him, he's so strong.
Yes.
He's standing right there, right by you. Yeah, he's right by you. If you took your arm, your right arm, and go to the right, you're going to feel some warmth. That's your dad. He's right there. That's what you're going to feel. Take your arm to the right. You feel that warmth? That's him.
Yes.
He's right there. But he doesn't want you to trip through a lot of changes, honey.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It gives you a headache.
Right.
Your dad is, wow. He's telling me it gives you a headache. He said, stop. Don't let this do this to you. He's saying, stop it. Stop it. Just go on.
So let it go. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's what your dad is saying.
I
let
will.
It go, that it's not that important. He is more concerned about you being happy than the material aspects. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, you know, she owes me $10,000 of my dad's money she's given to me. Your dad is saying all he cares about is you. And that's what he wants you to do. Don't worry about the other. He loves you, and he's looking down. He's not looking down. Shit, he's right next to you. He's not looking down, but he just wants the best for you. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's
all
too
right.
toxic. You know, your dad don't even want that energy around you, girlfriend. You hear me?
Okay.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Homo energy and vibrations. You know, he doesn't
Woo.
Even want that around you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. Very loving. And listen,
your dad
wants me to tell you, talk to him anytime.
Okay.
He said you don't have to get into a prayer mode. If you're walking around the house and you think of something, or maybe you just want to ask a question, Dad, what do you think about this? You know what? I was thinking about buying this car. How do you feel? And listen. Listen, because it may not be he'll say daughter, yes. It could be you turned on the radio on some song like, yeah, there's your answer, yes. Or maybe the TV something and said yes, like, there's your answer, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
pay attention
so
to the...
don't just, your environment, yeah, when you ask questions, just pay attention around you because he's going to answer you. But it may not be just to your... to your voice, you know, where your dad is speaking directly to you, but he's going to answer. You just got to be observant.
Okay.
Be a little spiritual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's saying, talk to me anytime. Yeah, he's saying, talk to me anytime. He's right there,
thanks, Daddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yep.
I really do appreciate you, Daddy.
Yep. He knows. He's smiling right now. Very loving.
He
very,
loves
very loving. He's smiling. Yeah. Yeah, he's smiling.
And tell him
smiling,
I said thank
so,
you for
yep.
sending Justin my way because I know he had some type of, he orchestrated that too.
Mm-hmm. He's saying yes. Yes. Of course. You're my, you're my, oh, it's a nickname. Wait a minute. Bippy, Pip, Pip. He's saying your nickname. He said you're my, whatever nickname he called you. I almost had it on my
he
tongue.
He called me several.
What did he? Okay, well, it's a nickname, but he's saying right now, you're my, whatever the nickname, like, you know, really special to him. So, okay. Well, God bless you and your dad. That's wonderful. And
thank you,
sir, for coming in to help. Yeah. Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. All right. I better go now.
God bless you.
Go ahead. God bless you, too, and you have a wonderful week. Okay? Yeah.
You too.
It's going
good
for you. Happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you.
Ma'am. You're most welcome. Most welcome. Okay, so how are things going in the chat room? And it looks like Ms. Sheehaw's got it going on. So, okay. Y'all are doing good. Listen, I want to share a prayer with y'all that I did. And, you know, I do prayers. You know, it's on my website, also my book that will be out before Christmas, prayers at 11:59. But anyway, this came to me the other night. So I shared it with my sister and I shared it with Nina. And I want to share it with y'all because I also put it on social media. Okay, the prayer is, and you're more than welcome. I'll say it three times, so you're more than welcome to repeat it if you want with me. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day, so be it. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day. So be it. Last time. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day. So be it. Okay, I got a call, so I better go. Enjoy the prayer. Okay. Area code 708. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pat. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. Now, I'm looking for some work in child care while I'm doing other things. Do you see something coming through for me?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I heard you. I was coughing. I got a coughing spill.
Oh,
sorry. I had a drink. drink some water. Okay, so you're asking about what, child care?
Yeah, it's just
about
part-time.
Doing child care?
I'm doing this now. I'm doing other things, actually, but I'm doing the child care for money.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I had to drink some water. Sorry, Pat.
It's okay.
I didn't want to cough and stuff. Okay, now I'm okay. So, what do you want to know about? You're doing it for some money right now. Are you thinking about, you want to do it full-time, child care?
Probably
what you're thinking
part-time.
About?
Well, actually, probably just part-time. I just got my first Reiki certification, so this is just to bring money
in.
Yeah,
now you
so
know
I have
our
to
Reiki
work
master is Nina, right? Yeah,
yes, I do
be
know.
Be sure
Nina.
And call back next Sunday because Nina will be back. Yeah, she's the Reiki
master.
Oh,
great.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Okay, so, yeah, you know what? I see you using your gift on the children.
Yes, yes, that's why I'm good that way.
Yeah, because I see, like, not so much your body, but, like, if their little minds are troubled and don't understand something, you
right.
know, even if it's a teenager, it's like, you have the power to put balance back there, put balance in their life. Yeah, so, yeah, this is your calling, part-time. Yeah. You do good.
Do,
I see
do,
you.
Do you see something
oh,
coming
yeah.
in sooner rather than later? Some work coming in sooner rather than later?
Oh, yeah, soon. Yeah.
Oh, good.
have you put a flyer out or a notice to let people know that you're available?
I have, but it's just been slow for some reason.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Have you thought about... because you're so good, I see the kids coming to you. Have you thought about maybe putting flyers in your local grocery stores? You know, just a flyer and your phone number that they can call you and, you know, set
oh,
up
no,
an appointment?
Oh, no, I never did that. No, I haven't done
okay.
that yet.
Well, okay, let me tell you. Your grocery stores, drug stores, Rite Aid or whatever, pharmacy, Kroger's. Also, church. Believe it or not, at the churches. I mean, some churches I know have daycare, but, you know, a lot of them don't. And so that would be a help. You know, you don't have to go to the church. You just offer your service if there's anybody, right?
Right.
And then
right.
also, don't forget the community centers. Now, I'm going to tell you two ways. Not only child care, if you want to do part-time, you know, you can also work at the community center. I see them hiring you there as well in your neighborhood.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like after school. I see you like after school, like teaching. It's not per
right.
se like mathematics or English, but you're teaching these kids like about life or understanding how to love each other, treat each other. If you're upset with your sibling, if you're upset with your mom and dad, I see you bringing that type of thing, almost like not a philosophy. Oh, God. Counselor. There we go. Like a counselor.
Right. That's,
but you
that's
still
what
help
I
with
kind of,
homework.
Right, right. Because I technically am looking for, like, you know, children that are the age of, like, after school, you know, helping the kids that,
yeah.
that get out of school. So, yeah, that kind of like.
That's you. Okay. Please check out the community centers in your area or even one city over. Because they're looking
oh,
for
okay.
you.
Okay. And that actually is where I'm going once to the over.
Because they're
so
looking for a person like. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but they are definitely looking for a person like you. So, go for it, woman. Try and
Thanks
see the community. I see the community center faster than anything, but once you put the flyers out, I see you getting a hit from Safeway. There's a woman in Safeway that has three children, and she is looking for after-school care for her children.
In Safeway?
You're not going to meet her. She sees your flyer, and she calls you.
Oh,
but I see her in
okay.
Safeway shopping, and she has three children. Yeah. She sees
okay.
your flyer
okay.
and makes a number of calls. Yeah. Because she can't
That's
afford.
That's a good idea.
What it is they're showing me this mother right now. She can't afford the cost it would be for all three kids to be in after-school activities so she could pick them up. So I think your cost is more amendable for her. Like whatever you charge for three kids, she could pay you and not be suffering compared if she went to, you know, like the YWCA with all three kids.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
Or the YMCA. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. They're showing me. I see her in the store, and she sees your flyer, and she's like, you know, takes your number. So do that. They show
okay,
me Safeway, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever
that's
your main stores
idea.
Are in there. I'm
okay,
sorry.
I appreciate it. I said I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, Pat. And let me know. But like I said, the community centers, I see that real strong is hiring you right away.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Cool.
Let
Thank
me know.
You. Thank you, Lynn. All right. Take care.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You Thanks Bye-bye. For your work. Bye bye. Okay. Well, as Nina, I tell Nina 5 minutes, but the lines are open. You're more than welcome to call in. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So let me tell you about the shows that are coming up. On Wednesday is in the studio, and, of course, you know I do entertainment, sports, and politics. Last week we covered Puerto Rico and Vegas, so we'll just see how this week starts off, what's happening, what we'll be covering. And, of course, the NFL and the MLB because it's Major League Baseball. I think we're in the playoffs now. Yep. So that's on Wednesday. Friday is Traffic Jams. You know I do my music, y'all. I love music. So I'm telling you, probably in the next week or so, I want you to listen new artists for us coming the Friday Traffic Jam, not new artists for him. But I'm going to feature this gentleman for an hour, one of his CDs. So I'll let you guys know. You know, I'll put it on Facebook, Google, and Twitter that you'll tune in and listen. And so I'm going to feature him for 1 hour. Let's see. I think that's it. Let me check in the chat room. And if not, y'all, I'm going to close her out. Oh, good. Thank you, Sheha. Thank you. Thank you. She put up the prayer. And let me tell you, y'all, that prayer works. It works. Yesterday, three different things happened. Not to me, but three different me, somebody else, and somebody else. So, yeah, the prayer does work. Okay, y'all. Well, you know what? I'm getting ready to close her out. Unless I get a phone call real quick, I'm going to close her out and hope everybody has a good week. Oh, reminder, don't forget the new moon is on the 19th. Mark your calendars with that. And, of course, Halloween's on the 31st. I don't need to tell you that. So, anyway, I enjoyed you today, everybody. I enjoyed you on the phone, and I'm sure Sheha. Oh, I saw her really helping people in the chat room. Thank you so much, Sheha. I appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. And me and Nina both are very grateful to you and Heather for coming in. And hopefully maybe next week Holly will join us. So thank you, everybody. And I will see you on Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're in the studio, okay, at 6. And then on Friday for Friday Traffic Jams at 6 p.m. Oh, we got a call. Let me take it right quick. 678, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, how are
is
you?
It Gina or G?
Gina?
Gina.
Oh,
Gina.
Great.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So how are you doing it? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you, when do you see something coming up for me as a job opportunity that's better than the one that I'm in right now?
Ooh, I hear you. Okay. What field do you work in? And I'll concentrate.
Right now I work in the medical records field, but I really want to do something administrative, like human resources and stuff.
Wow, they're giving me a lady's name. Anna? Where you're at right now, have you applied for human resources yet? I mean, have you applied yet for human resources?
Well, no, I haven't, because this job I have right here is through a temp agency. So
okay.
I had a couple of opportunities for human resources somewhere else, but I haven't heard back.
Okay, let me ask you, is one of those companies, does it begin with the letter B as in baby?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because I got the letter B for a company that's going to hire you. That's why I was wondering.
Okay.
Well, write this down. It's a letter B.
Okay.
And the angels are also telling me a letter H. So the company will begin either with a letter B or the letter H. And
okay.
You will get hired. Make sure you have your cover letter with your resume. Your cover letter and your resume and your reference. Those three pieces of paper. And you will get hired. Now, I see a company that you're working for in November, and it's the building's white. I don't know what that means, but I'm just seeing the building. And it's white, so you might want to jot that down. Oh, it's a pretty big company, because I see that employers get around on bicycles. You can bike from one side of the building or whatever, and then it's big, because I see bikes out, and they just go like say you were going to go to accounting, you come outside and take the bike and bike over to that part of the building or that particular section. So it's huge.
Yes, that is huge.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm definitely looking something, you know, and I know like holidays are coming, but, you know, I just need something that's more stable and work for a temp. I mean, if I can get a job that can be a permanent job, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, this will be. This is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, did you write this down? Remember, the company begins with either B or H. The angels just told me it's 30 to 45 minutes from your front door.
Where
this company is. It's 30 to 45 minutes from your front door.
Great.
And you'll click. Something about whichever one of those, you'll just click, you'll know it. Like, yeah, this is where I'm going to be, right here. This is a company. So I can't tell you because I don't know. When you get there, you'll know.
Right. Exactly.
But it's good.
Definitely.
Yeah,
yes.
It's good, Gina.
Yes,
so,
finally.
Start putting it in because you won't be out there long. You'll be working. You know what? You might get called to work while you're still working for the temp. I'm serious. So get it out there. Cover letter, resume, and your references. Get it out to as many companies as you can. But remember the B and H and the white color on the building. You know.
Right.
You know that
definitely
that's taking you where you're going to get hired. And it's permanent. I see you 10 years. The angels are telling me it's a 10-year job. Yep.
Yes.
10 years. So
that's what I would like to have. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, I've been praying for
years.
It. Yes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Thank you, Linus. You take
care.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
And I'm going to tell you congratulations because I know you're going to get the job that you want. Thank you. So congratulations. Okay?
Yes, all right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, now I think we can close it out. So thank you, everybody, for joining us around the world, in the chat room, on the phone. If no one's told you they love you today, well, dadgummit, I do. And she-ha does. And even though Nina's not here, I know she loves you too. So thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. And I'll see you on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the studio. Oops, wrong one.